Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of March 28, 2009, I'm on Mariah Rogue. Starting with the good news, Cheers. FDA told to think again. A federal judge ordered the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to make Plan B emergency contraception available to 17-year-olds and to reconsider its 2006 policy implemented during the Bush administration that requires a prescription for those under 18, the Washington Post reported. In the ruling, Judge Edward R. Corman said the age restriction was an arbitrary and capricious decision that was influenced by political and ideological considerations. I think the FDA is now in a position where it can make a fair decision because of the change in leadership and the commitment by everyone involved to make science-based decisions. Susan F. Wood, a scientist who resigned from FDA in 2005, said. More news to cheer this week. The Vermont State Senate passed a bill, 26-4, on March 23rd to legalize same-sex marriage, and on March 26th, the New Hampshire State House did the same, 365gay.com reported. Both votes represent an advance for advocates of equal marriage rights, pressing for gains in all six New England states by 2012. If the Vermont bill wins final passage and overcomes a gubernatorial veto, the state would become the first to legalize same-sex marriage through a legislative, as opposed to judicial, measure. For the first time, health authorities in Northern Ireland have published rules to inform doctors about when abortions may be performed legally, the Associated Press reported. Doctors have refused to perform all abortions because of the lack of official guidance over the two allowed exceptions, to preserve the life of the woman and to avoid long-term and permanent impacts to her physical or mental health. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is pressing for an end to England's rule of primogeniture, which gives precedence to male heirs over women in the monarchy's line of succession, the Times of London reported. Brown also seeks an end on the prohibition against Catholics succeeding to the throne. If the law is changed, then Princess Anne, the Queen's only daughter, and her second child after the heir, Prince Charles, would rise from 10th in the line of succession to 4th, and her firstborn daughter would not be displaced by a younger brother. After he blamed condoms for worsening the AIDS pandemic as a kickoff to his trip to Africa, Pope Benedict XVI condemned gender violence in a March 21st speech in Angola, the AP reported. Particularly disturbing is the crushing yoke of discrimination that women and girls so often endure, not to mention the unspeakable practice of sexual violence and exploitation which causes such humiliation and trauma, the Pope said. The European Parliament adopted a resolution report, March 23rd, calling for a ban against female genital mutilation and a coordinated response in all member states. The resolution also calls for a grant of asylum to any girl or woman who is at risk of being cut in her home country, but this faces opposition from some parliamentarians. 15 women freed from California prisons on parole are scheduled to gather in celebration in San Francisco on March 28th and make a public call for the release of 30 other women. Most of the women serve time between 3 and 30 years for killing abusive husbands or partners in self-defense or to protect their children from abuse. Three female teens and their parents sued a Pennsylvania district attorney who threatened to file child pornography charges after the teens texted photos from a slumber party over their cell phones, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported. In one photo, two teens are wearing their bras, and in the other, a girl is stepping from the shower, partly covered by a towel. The prosecutor is accused of abusing the power of his office. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas and Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland introduced a bill to award all female pilots who served during World War II with the Congressional Medal of Honor on March 12. Over 1,100 served in the Women Air Service Pilots Corps, flying military aircraft on non-combat missions, and 38 were killed on duty. They were not officially recognized as veterans until 1977. And now for the downside of news, Jeers, Saudi clerics ban images. 35 Islamic clerics have asked Saudi Arabia's Information and Culture Minister to ban women from appearing on television or print media, including TV broadcasters and anchors, the AP reported. The minister, Abdel Aziz Koya, was appointed by the king in a recent shakeup that was interpreted as a signal of the king's modernizing influence and desire to enact some social reform. Over 1,700 Saudi women say they are humiliated by having to buy undergarments and lingerie from male sales clerks. Now they are launching a national boycott and pressing for enforcement of a 2006 law that requires only female staff in women apparel shops, the AP reported. Currently, women are not allowed to try on their bras in the stores before purchase, since that would require them to undress with men nearby. Such indignities led Saudi activists with the National Society of Human Rights to call on March 22nd for an end to discrimination against women. The group also criticized the religious police for heavy-handed and intrusive enforcement of gender segregation codes and called for judicial reform, an end to child marriage, and providing more opportunities for women to enter the workforce. More news to share this week. The Afghan government arrested the manager of a TV station after it broadcasted pictures of women dancing in short skirts and plunging necklines, the AP reported. 40% of working women surveyed in Korea said they are delaying pregnancy because it risks their job and career advancement, the Korea Times reported. National law provides for a paid 90-day leave for pregnancy, but women say they feel penalized when they return to the workplace. Women who are abused spend 42% more for healthcare per year than women who are not abused, according to a long-term study of 3,000 women published this week in Health Service Research. 5 years later, women who were abused still face costs 19% higher. Costs were 33% higher for women who suffered psychological abuse. Hira Montserrat, a state senator in New York, was indicted on a domestic violence charge on March 23rd and is accused of slashing his girlfriend's face with broken glass, the AP reported. Montserrat, a former police officer, claimed it was an accident. Members of the New York State Senate were encouraged in a closed-door session to donate to Montserrat to cover his legal fees. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor for Women's E! News. Vita Henley-Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E! News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yen Radio. This column and more news about women can be found on the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yen Radio, I'm Anmarai Roque.